Where have you been? Welcome to the show where we don't run retractions because we don't need to. Trust me on that. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, December 30th, 2019, on the verge of the new year. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, my last show this is of 2019, the last show of the decade, too. A great decade, the greatest in human history. It really has been. We'll talk about that. Number two, morbidly obese Michael Moore, the slovenly voice of the failed progressive efforts and ideas everywhere, is bellyaching again. And yes, I say that out loud. Talking specifically about white men and how evil they are. We'll get to that. And number one, the rise of the radical anti-Semite left, triggering another bloody attack in New York, this time a man wielding a machete, the latest in a string of attacks on Jews in recent days. And how can anyone ignore the comments of Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib in light of all of this? In light of all of this, the anti-Semitic tropes, I mean, is this all about the Benjamins? Is this all about the Benjamins, one would wonder. It's the latest attack on Jews, today being the eighth day of Hanukkah, all right? Today is the eighth day of Hanukkah, the final day of Hanukkah. And you've got New York Governor Andrew Cuomo saying this is an act of terrorism and calling it an intolerant time in our country. Anger and hatred exploding, trying to blame, by extension, the President of the United States. Which is wrong. You know it, and so do I. It's wrong, flat out wrong, to try to blame the president for these attacks in New York and New Jersey and elsewhere. The kosher deli that was attacked, people were murdered. The machete attack, five people wounded badly. The suspect, 37-year-old Grafton Thomas, African-American man of Greenwood Lake, New York. I bring that to your attention because the attack in New Jersey, the violent attack, the firearm attack in New Jersey at the kosher deli, African-Americans also commencing that bloody attack. I see a pattern, and I want to know why. Why do we have this pattern? Thomas was covering his face with a scarf, the latest attacker, entering the building and pulling out a machete to attack victims during a Hanukkah celebration. Thomas chased after and stabbed victims as they fled the synagogue before running off and escaping in his car. But what is causing this outward hatred? And it's not just here in America. The rise of anti-Semitism is going on in France and Germany and across other parts of Europe. So please do not be foolish and so lazy in your intellect that you say, well, it's Donald Trump's fault. Don't be lazy. Don't do that. You need to get to a better point in the conversation. We need to find something much more important to discuss than that kind of nonsense. And in fact, for those that want to blame the president, I want to direct your attention to all the accomplishments of this president so far in 3 years for minorities specifically. The accomplishments for minorities specifically, whether it's the First Step Act or unemployment being at its lowest level ever for blacks and Hispanics and women, these are key advances for this administration, for this country. As we sit here on the cusp of 2020, certain groups of people have never had it better. Certain groups of people have never had it better when it comes to employment and opportunity and a chance to chase the American dream and actually get their hands upon it. Let's go to bite number seven. Bite number seven from New York. As the year winds to a close, CBS's Major Garrett
has done quite a...
All right, I'm not hearing that. I don't know why I'm not hearing that, so just stop that right there. Major Garrett pointing out that the president has been working on behalf of minorities for a very long time successfully. He has done more and rolled up his sleeves quietly because all of the noise surrounding impeachment has sucked all the oxygen out of the room. And as a result of that, the president has been able to quietly get a lot of things done. And again, I go to the First Step Act. This was an act designed to give minorities a second chance. Those that have been unfairly incarcerated for extended periods of time for crimes that if they had been Caucasian would not have been nearly as long. Let's be honest about the fairness of the laws put forth in the mid-1990s by the Bill Clinton administration. And there were disparities in those laws that were unfair to minorities in this country that got much longer sentences for crack cocaine over powder cocaine. What's the difference? There is none. So the First Step Act came about to address those concerns. And it's been widely applauded in the African-American community and other communities because it's truly something moving the conversation forward. It's truly something that is making a difference to people in their lives and allowing people that have been in prison for extraordinarily long times for relatively minor crimes to have a second opportunity in life. Make sense? Makes sense. So you look at that along with everything else that's going on from this administration, and then to try to blame Donald Trump for the anti-Semitism or the bits of racism we see, it's nonsensical. It doesn't add up. It doesn't work together. It doesn't play together. And for these attackers to come out during Hanukkah, there's been an attack every day. Today is day 8, as I mentioned. There's been an attack every day as a result of this hatred. And I cannot ignore the comments from Ilhan Omar. I cannot ignore the comments from Rashida Tlaib. I cannot ignore the fact that Democrats as a whole did not come out and forcefully condemn those comments. It's all about the Benjamins and other such anti-Jewish tropes. All of the people that came out and said you couldn't move the embassy to Jerusalem were proven completely wrong. Israel is by far America's number one ally in the Middle East. Has been my entire life. The only true democracy in the Middle East. The only place where Arabs and Muslims and Jews all live together in relative peace. It's the only nation in the Middle East that's able to do that. And yet, for Omar and Tlaib and AOC and the Squad and some others, it's also the go-to to attack. All trying to support the BDS movement is something important for America, which it's nothing more than racism dressed up in some sort of a policy memo. So I hope for peace for the final day here of Hanukkah. I don't know what to expect, and neither do you, but I would hope that there could be some peace. Some peace for all of this. And for the ignorant ones to stop blaming, oh, it's the Republicans' fault. Based on what? Your wishful thinking? It's based on nothing factual. All right, quick break on the 30th of December. It's a Monday. Good to have you here. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us...
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music...
Ah, this is Mommy's jam!
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.